So I guess you can go whenever you want.
No. I'll go at 20 seconds. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Well, hello and welcome. This is episode 75 of 90 Minute Life. It is Sunday, April 7th. I am one of your hosts, Josh. As always, I'm joined by my brother, Paul. Paul.
Aloha.
Yeah. We're not in Hawaii. We're in the frozen Canada North.
That's all right. Aloha is always appropriate.
Yeah. We could definitely use some aloha weather. Because it's April and it's spring. Which means it's almost footy time.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
Is that a segue? Look at that. Not even a minute in.
And we're already doing segues.
Yes, hi. So we are 1 week away from the start of the Canadian Premier League season.
Yeah, a little bit of a... Like, you know, like we always do, we take really, really long breaks before we do episodes.
Well, yeah. There's some backstory on this one. Find us when we're live and maybe we'll tell you all about it. But,
Lots of shit.
Lots of stuff happened.
Lots of craziness, but...
Well, we're back.
But we kick off, or I say we...
Cavalry.
I don't kick off anything.
No.
Unless they want to invite me on the team because, you know, there's a certain person that maybe we don't talk about that maybe isn't here anymore because maybe he's in New Zealand. Maybe I become the new new star striker. So just, you know, if Cavalry is listening or Foothills, I'll start low. I'll go to Foothills first. That's fine. But yeah, so I guess this is going to be a mixed episode.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit of a catch-up, but for the most part, probably just because we're 1 week away, opening weekend is next weekend, we'll probably just talk about, you know, thoughts and feelings of opening weekend is just a week away, how do we feel about the season, how do we feel about Cavalry, we're post CONCACAF.
So we got to go a little bit about it, because that was a big thing that happened that we haven't really... that we haven't talked about yet, so we should probably do that. Yeah. And then, grab your leaded or unleaded beverages. We have leaded beverages.
Yeah, so. Normally I drink tea, but today I'm having something leaded. Also, yeah. I guess this is one of our only, I mean, I think we can probably only count on one hand, we're in the same room recording, too.
Yeah.
And we're on our new pimp microphone, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Or new-ish.
Yeah, it's new-ish, but I think this is maybe only the third time we've used it.
Yeah.
And speaking of fancy new microphones, just before we go into it, still, if no one's checked it out yet, big shout-out to the Orlando Loud and Proud guys.
Yep, from Orlando.
We'll throw a link on our Facebook page that we never use. And we'll throw a link because they were kind enough before CONCACAF started. They were kind enough to invite us on their channel.
Yeah, we got to do our first in live video podcast. You can see our wonderful mugs.
Yeah, our ugly
on the YouTube
Canadian faces and
yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Again, big shout out to the Orlando Loud and Proud guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And as soon as I said that, all of their names escaped me.
Yeah, I know. We didn't, of course, we didn't prep in advance of like, whoa, oops. Yeah. This is how it works.
This is what we do. This is why we're the Bob and Doug McKenzie of Canadian football podcast.
Yeah. Because, yeah, of course, since we're now recording and I guess in the time that we've made jokes about it, we could have looked it up.
But... Yeah. And we're not going to edit this either. So, nope.
So, our mistake and our bad for not at this moment remembering their names, but it was a lovely time. We had a good time. Thank you guys.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you very much for having us on. We look forward to hopefully maybe one day we'll get the chance to return the favor.
Well, you know what? Since we're talking about Orlando, let's talk about the major thing that happened with Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we may as well at this point. So... For, again, if you're using us as your source of news, holy shite. Sorry. But in the in the CONCACAF realm of football, and then most of you know, you got like your UEFAs, and then, you know, us here in Canada, we're part of CONCACAF, and you got CONMEBOL, and then blah, 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 blah. You have all the soccer federations. Of course, I would, you know, 99.9% of you know the UEFA Champions League. That's the big one. CONCACAF does their own, too. The CONCACAF Champions Cup. That was just renamed to that for the start of this year.
Yep.
The CONCACAF Champions Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Cavalry made club history by making it to the CONCACAF Cup, Champions Cup this year, by winning the Canadian Premier League last year.
Yeah, Cavalry were top of the regular season with the and won some silverware, the Canadian Premier League Shield.
Thank you for remembering that, because I already forgot what it was called. Yeah. I keep wanting to call it the North Star Shield.
Canadian Premier League Shield.
And North Star Cup. The microwave plate is the...
That's right. That thing's been retired.
Son of a bitch.
The Canadian Premier League Shield. Top of the table wins that at the end, winning the regular season. That's how Cavalry got into Champions Cup.
Yeah.
Forge got in by winning the playoffs with the North Star Cup. The other way for Canadian teams to come in is win the Canadian Championship.
Yeah, Canadian Championship. AKA the Voyagers Cup.
Voyagers Cup, yeah. Win that. Anyways, Cavalry played... Yeah, they made their club history by getting into that competition. They were drawn against Orlando City. February 21st, Cavalry did not win that game. It was 3-0 on aggregate for Orlando City.
Yep.
February 27th, the following week, 3-1 on aggregate for Orlando City. So they advanced. Cavalry's CONCACAF Champions Cup stint was brief, but it was good. It gave us a chance to see what is the 2024 Cavalry squad look like.
Well, not to sound cheesy, I've never been so proud, I guess, to see them lose, like get their asses kicked so much, even though they got completely blown out in the scoreboard, which I would rather get blown out in the scoreboard than lose by like on penalty kicks or when you're so close.
Yeah.
But they played, I think they matched up really well against Orlando.
There were moments in those two games where, especially that second game in Orlando, there were moments where the scoreline could have been different for Cavalry. Like, they could have scored... Like, they did score one goal. Shout out to Meyer Bevan. He scored Cavalry FC's first CONCACAF goal. So
first and only so far.
Yeah, and it was awesome to see. And then there was a moment in the second half of that second game on the 27th where Tommy Wheeldon Jr., he's like, you know what? What happens if I put all my attacking strikers on all at once?
Yeah.
Just because, why not? Let's have fun with this. And then I think they ended up scoring, and that's when the game went to 3, it was up to 3-1 at that point, I think. But
I think the takeaway... It was
fun to see.
Yeah, the takeaway was, again, aside from scoreboard, it's easy to say that we got our asses kicked because of the scoreboard, but there was a lot of things that we were good at.
Yeah.
Like, I think... And this is no disrespect to Orlando. They won, like, those were just, that's a, what do you call that? Not, they weren't, well, they were training ground goals, but there's another saying for it. They just, because of how, just.
They were.
I guess the goals.
I know what you're trying to say, and the way I can think of it is it was a very professional win for Orlando. They played very. They did what they had to do and when they needed to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
whatever the words are of that.
The goals that they scored is like, oh, well, you're supposed to score those.
Yes.
Not because and it's because,
and they were good.
You guys are making like one player is the entire roster of.
Yeah, one player makes all the wages. Yeah.
Forget about the wages. So like.
Yeah.
The goals, and again, this is no disrespect to Orlando City. It was just. It's not like they caught it. Well, they did catch us out, but they're supposed to catch us out.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be like, oh, what happens if we do this? Oh, fuck me sideways.
They
now
just
they're
scored
like,
two
now,
goals.
Now they're all the way up.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly.
It was, they've been there before. They play more time. They play more in a year. They've got the resources to kind of like
Yeah.
all the
They
behind the scenes stuff like recovery,
Yep.
nutrition, all that goes into it.
Tommy Wilden Jr. at one point, I think he said something about he was trying to put, was it an MLS? He was trying to make an MLS squad on a budget or something like that.
Yeah, there was some. I'm trying to make an MLS quality side on a budget of
On
like
a Canadian Premier League budget or
something
something.
like that,
I can't
yeah.
remember. But yeah, but either way, takeaway was that they played good. Like they play, take out the score line, they played good.
Yeah, they played very
There were
well.
moments where I was like, yeah, God, like playing like this against Canadian Premier League sides might be
If
some
we play,
goals.
yeah, if we play against, like, we were able to match up against Orlando, which, by the way, were second in the league last year. So,
Didn't Columbus Crew win?
yeah. So to go head to head to the second best team in MLS, that's pretty effing good. And to come away and to play the way they did, like
Yeah.
Charlie Trafford, if no one knows who Charlie Trafford is,
He was really
maybe
good.
you know who he is now.
He played good. Eric Cobza, he played good. He played really good. His name was being thrown around a lot of.
We got to see our new signings, Worshefsky, Tobias, Worsh
Tobias.
yeah, Tobias Worshefsky, our German. That's awesome.
Yeah, formerly of FC Edmonton, if you're familiar with Canadian Premier League teams of past,
And
he came.
I liked our new signings. We got to see Worshefsky. We saw Gutierrez
Yeah,
and
he was good.
Lucas Diaz. I
Yeah.
believe he came on as well.
Yeah, and I think even Leighton Brooks at one point
Yeah, Leighton
from
Brooks.
the Aussie. Is he Aussie or New Zealand?
New Zealand. He hails from where Meyer Bevan is from, I
Okay.
believe. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got another
But yeah.
Kiwi.
Yeah, we got to see some new signings. It was really good.
And I thought they did. That was our preseason friggin' tournament. And what better way to play a preseason? Like, oh, okay, we're going to play the second best team in MLS.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
But it was fun. It's too bad they couldn't advance. It would have been fun to see them play in the next round, but hey, they now have experience and they know where the level is and they know what it's like to play like a top MLS side, a top American MLS side too.
Well, I think also, and then you can also argue that now the argument could be made: can teams get more money? Can maybe salary caps go up a little bit, just so maybe you have not so much that you can sign better players, but maybe so you can,
Make a
if your
competitive
guys are
line.
using dumbbells with rust on it, maybe you can afford a new set of dumbbells. If
Yeah.
you have a bench that doesn't incline, maybe you can afford incline benches. Maybe you can afford an actual full-time nutritionist or whatever it is. Maybe that's where now the argument can be made that, maybe they're allowed a little bit more.
Well,
That's all behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing that we're in charge of,
yeah,
but.
with three entries now, with three pathways into CONCACAF Champions Cup, we want more CONCACAF,
Yep.
but so does Cavalry FC. Like, they also now want more CONCACAF, so yeah, very exciting. It was fun to watch, score lines aside, so we'll see. Well, now we're coming up to new season. They have three ways to get back in there. One of which would be really cool if they, like with the, what's it called?
Canadian
Canadian
Championship?
Championship.
That'd be
That'd be,
sweet.
a Canadian Premier League side has never won that,
Yeah.
so
Why shouldn't we?
maybe Cavalry, yeah.
Yeah. Why not? You know what?
That's.
I don't care who wins that out of a Canadian Premier League team. Only one team can't win it though. This can't be
What?
for it just can't be forged. They're
Yeah.
not allowed to win the Canadian Championship.
Not before someone else.
No. Give it, Winnipeg, Pacific, Vancouver, I don't care. Just not.
Yeah.
Just not forge.
Well, that's, speaking of Canadian Championship, that's April 23rd. That's when we'll be at that's our first chance to get back to ATCO Field.
Oh yeah.
Because that's a, what, a Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. It's a middle of the week. If I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Against Cavalry FC, they host VFC, Vancouver FC, who also have a new rad jersey.
Oh, that's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. Sweet.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, it sucks that our, like, I guess technically you can call it our first home game. It has to be on a Tuesday. But that's cup competition.
It's cup competition. Yeah,
cup competition is always during the week.
Yeah.
But then our home opener is on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Like, oh, man.
Wish it was on a Saturday. Oh, well. But that's a few weeks from now. April 13th, opening weekend. That's Saturday. That's next Saturday.
Opening weekend using, I guess it's opening week using baseball terms now.
Opening weekend. Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, we're baseball fans now. Go Orioles. Even though they lost today to the Pittsburgh Pirates, it's okay. It's all right. They play, who do they play next? Boston? Yeah. I think they play the Red Sox next.
Oh, wait. Thursday? For some reason, I wanted to say, I thought it was Milwaukee. I think they play the Brewers.
Oh.
Good old Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's Milwaukee. Anyways, maybe that's a bonus podcast where we do one about the Orioles.
Yeah, two Canadian guys who don't know anything about... Well, we know a little bit about baseball, but...
Tiny
bit. Yeah, we know like the basics, but then when shit happens, we're like, but... Yeah, anyway. Yeah, we could go on for a while about that.
Yes, but... well, let's catch up on a tiny bit of news. We have one new signing that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, because he was just announced... just signed. Like, last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drum roll. Like, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Malcolm Shaw.
Yeah.
From formerly of Atletico Ottawa.
I'll take anyone from that team. Yeah. And if it's followed by an Ollie Bassett, I'll take that.
He's good.
I will take I'll take a redhead all day long, especially if it's Ollie Bassett.
Take an Ollywood?
Yeah. Ha.
They have that cool sign out. So I forget what part of the field it's on.
I think it was like on like the nowhere sits here part of the stadium. Just said Ollywood.
Ollywood. Yeah, that's cool. They should make it bigger. Anyways.
Jeez.
Malcolm Shaw, welcome to Calvary.
Yeah. No, that's going to be... Yeah, it's funny. All of our signings this year, minus the goalkeeper, were, like, offensive signings.
All, yeah.
I count midfielders as attackers.
Yeah, well, apparently so does Tommy Wilson Jr.
Exactly. So if people want to bitch at me and be like, eh, well, technically, eh, well... Yeah, no. Tommy Wheelan, he said it first. I'm just reiterating what he said, and that's, yeah, we got more attackers. And I like that. It's just like, you know what, screw it. Let's go out there, win everything, score all the goals, and tell everyone to F off.
Yeah, score all the goals. Yeah, I have his thing up ahead.
His dossier?
Kind of. I'm about to sneeze, too, so that's going to be fun. Yeah, he made 83 appearances with Atletico Ottawa. So,
for some reason, I don't know why, but when Malcolm Shaw was he? I thought he was on York for some reason. Not right now. Like, I know we just got him from Ottawa, but I thought he started his career with York.
Yeah, you know that's a good. I don't know. It doesn't say in here.
Yeah.
In this little. Yeah, now that you say that, yeah.
Oh, man, now that I...
Here, let's see if we can...
Yeah, let's bring it up on the Googles or the Wikipedias.
Malcolm Shaw.
I don't know why I just, for some reason, I picture him and not York United, but like York 9. Well,
oh, same. Going way back.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe so. Don't believe so. Let's go.
And that's probably a me thing anyway, but for some reason, I just thought that he was on York.
Nope. Oh, nope. No, just Atletico Ottawa.
Who the hell am I thinking of then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you know who I'm confusing him for?
Who?
Ryan Telfer.
Oh.
Is it Ryan Telfer? Because then he just got signed he's back on,
Shit. Oh, I had it before. Is it Vancouver?
I want to say it's Vancouver.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, Ryan, this is how this works. We didn't know we were going to be talking about Ryan Telfer.
I got him.
Did you?
Oh, hell yeah, he's going to Halifax.
Halifax, that's it. Yes. That's good. I like Halifax. Yeah, there's been... There's a lot of... before we start talking about maybe other teams... Or I guess, welcome, Malcolm Shaw. Do you have any? Do you want to talk about some of the other teams and see how they're shaping up? Or
yeah, why not? We can do a little dip and a doodle.
Sure. Well, I guess speaking of Ryan Telfer, do you want to talk about Halifax?
Oh yeah, let's go in there. Okay, let's go to Halifax.
Yeah, let's go to Halifax. They have a good... I think they have a good team this year. I think they have a good... Especially with... They lost one of their main guys. He retired with because of injury.
Yeah.
Was it Yao Morelli? He retired. So... bummer, because he was, you know, really good, but... Not much you can do when you get... He had a major injury.
If anyone heard that, by the way, that was my dog sneezing.
Yeah. Yeah, she might make an appearance on this podcast.
She already has.
But yeah, VFC, or Halifax, I should say HFX.
Screw, no. They're called Halifax. Yeah, I know what it thinks. It's HFX Wanderers, but HFX means Halifax.
Yeah.
Are we in that kind of a society now where we can't say Halifax? We've got to go, no, oh, yeah, HFX.
That's okay. But, yeah, I think they have a really good squad coming up. I don't know how many new... I know they have a lot of new guys. They had...
Yeah, maybe we don't have... Maybe that's an...
quite a bit of turnover.
Well, actually, so here... Well... We can quickly deep dive this. I got their who they got in and who went out. Who they got in was defender Julian Dunn.
Okay, yeah.
Hopefully I said that right. Julian Dunn.
Yeah.
Then they got defender Kareem So. Midfielder Vitor Diaz. Midfielder Jeremy Haw. Come on now.
Let's see.
I'm not pronouncing that.
Oh, Jeremy Gagnon Lepre.
Yeah, well, still, that was...
Apologies if I butchered the pronunciation of that. My bad. We can't pronounce names when we're recording a podcast. So.
Giorgio? And then midfielder? That Giorgio? Why can't we say names when we record, man?
I know.
Giorgio Probo? That's cool. Then you got Ryan Telfer.
He's good.
And then Christian Valeski.
Oh, quick aside for Ryan Telfer, for those who are like, yeah, I remember him. He played for... York. He was one of the first signings for York 9. Like, he played on that 2019 inaugural squad when York United was formerly known as York 9. And he scored the first ever goal in the Canadian Premier League.
Yep.
So, shout out to...
And then he went to Atletico Ottawa after that, shortly.
I believe so. And then he's been out of the league, though, for, what, a year or so?
Yeah, he just came from Miami.
Yeah.
Miami FC.
So...
Which is not MLS.
Glad to see him back. Was that USL side?
No. I don't have it up anymore, but just not on the MLS side.
Okay. Anyways, if you're going to wonder where we're going to get a bunch of our information that we're going to go through for the next 20 minutes, every team has a write-up on the Canadian Premier League's website, and there's like a nice, concise write-up of all teams. So shout out to the Charlie O'Connor Clark, and I'm forgetting the other guy's name, but... There's a few of them that make up that team over at Canadian Premier League. A lot of those journalists, and they put together some good articles and interviews of every team. So if you want to get a write-up and read it for yourself and watch some good videos, go to the canpl.ca. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm always excited for Halifax. Like, they had a good year last year.
Oh, yeah.
So, it'd be nice to see them...
Hopefully they do...
It'd be nice to see them get into the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and considering like they're always kind of there, but I feel now with the signings that they made, you know, Ryan Telfer and then,
well, Patrice Geiser, their head coach, he's a great coach. I like him. He's doing really good for that club. So I'm very excited that he's heading up that team. And I'm excited for when they build that new Wanderers Ground Stadium. That'll be fun to see.
Oh yeah, no, that'll be good. And now let's try and go to Ottawa here.
You wanna go to Ottawa?
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Ottawa.
Right here?
Boop. Oh yeah, where'd you find oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so we're on Ottawa.
Yeah, they were another team that went through a whole, you know, a lot of people out.
Yeah.
A lot of people in.
Yeah.
Or you can go through that one.
Yeah, so we got, I mean, they had, yeah, quite a bit of turnover. It's funny, they actually loaned out Noah Verhoeven to Valor FC, so.
Oh, that was a loan. I honestly didn't pay attention too much. Yeah. About that one. That was a loan. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, they got a lot of players in. I don't know if you want me to go through all the players, but
there's a few through who they brought in, sure.
I'll go through the few that there are some names that are Amir Didic, Manny Aparicio, Balu Tabla. These are all oh, I forgot about Abukar Sissoko from Forge. So they got a bunch of players from across the league. So yeah, it was they missed York who took him out of the playoff hunt? They were in one of the teams hunting for fifth last year, and it was York.
Yes. Because
York got that fifth spot. Yeah.
Believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they got, a lot of turnover. We'll see. I'll keep my eye on Ottawa, but I don't know what kind of year they're going to have. I don't know what kind of year I want them to have. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know what year I want them to have.
I like them, but
I want them to have a year where they don't play boring football.
Well, hopefully it's a little more attacky-minded, so we'll see.
No, you know, no disrespect to them, but just they play Atletico Madrid football, and I don't like Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
It's park the bus, play on the counter, very, very boring.
It can be. But they put together
every team looks good. I'd say out of all of them, like... I always have a little bit of a soft spot for Halifax.
Halifax, want to see York do good. They've got new ownership. Martin Nash is their coach. But I do like the team that Vancouver FC put together.
I want them to do good because they're the new team, and I don't want them to be the new Edmonton and lose out on it.
Yeah, like they have a bunch of former Canadian Premier League. Like they went through the Canadian Premier League and grabbed a bunch of people. Like. Nico Giannstopoulos is their new keeper. Paris G.
See, is he their number one? I don't know. That's a weird one, that one.
David Norman Jr., Moses Dyer, Ben Fisk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Verhoeven. So they have a lot of Canadian Premier League experience on that team. I'm looking forward to them playing. They got a cool jersey, so. We shall see. We'll see what kind of year Vancouver FC has. Yeah. Do we go through every team? That's the teams I like. That's the teams I like. All the teams, but
I don't like all the teams. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, like every team has made a bunch of new moves.
Yeah, I think this year for sure. I think there's more. It seems it's more even this year.
Yeah, like York United, like they've got new ownership, Game Plan Sports.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we already talked about that. Yeah.
So, but it's just because now they've got a nice stable.
Well, and they, actually, you know what? Pull up York for a second, because they got a shit ton of international signings.
Okay, let's.
Like, I feel almost every signing was international for those guys.
A few of them, especially they got a couple from.
I think they even got
got some Liga MX.
Yeah, I think, or at least a couple of Mexican guys.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not Liga MX, but. Let's see.
Oh, that's the only... Okay, for some reason I thought they brought in a lot more.
Yeah, I heard this guy's name, defender, Juan Cordova. And then they've got...
Orlando Botello.
Yeah, I've heard that name. I forget from where.
But yeah, they made a splash on the international stage in the offseason this year.
Well, okay.
So, and I think partially, I believe, because of the new ownership group, they've upped their resource game a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. Like, we'll see how they have a new keeper, Thomas Vincenzini. It's two eyes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's like all internationals. I don't know too much about the individual players, but we'll see how they do. Like, I've heard people talk positively about all their signings, so that's good. Like, I hope they do well.
Well, everyone has a shot. I think, but obviously, you know, being Cavalry fans, I'm going to give the cutting edge to Cavalry. Though I know, and this is going to sound a little bit funny, I know. You know what? My thought just...
did it fall out of your head and die?
It was Duck Hunt. It just flew across the screen and...
Okay, we were talking about York and then Cavalry.
Yeah. But... Oh, okay. I think it's not totally what it was, but I'm kind of on track. York are the reigning champion. Or Forge are the reigning champions, yes. But I feel that going into this season... I don't think they're the team to beat.
Yeah.
They are because they're the reigning champions for playoffs.
Yeah.
For playoffs, I should stipulate that. For playoffs, they are the reigning champions. They are the ones to beat. But I don't think they're... I think this is the year that they're dethroned a bit. And I hope, you know, knock on wood, that I'm right. But... I think this is the year that finally the rest of the league caught up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Cavalry and Forge. Teams make splashes. There was not last season, but the season before, there was a run where friggin' Valor were just tearing it up.
Yeah.
But then they fell.
Yeah.
And then last year, you know, Ottawa was doing really good at one point. Actually, yeah. they did. They were fairly consistent-ish. But then that loss to Cavalry last year was pretty...
Mm-hmm.
That was the nail in the coffin. That was like a good. That was a good moment.
Yeah. That's enough of you.
You heard one bang and like brr.
Yeah. So apologies if you heard that.
Well, she's just agreeing that you know, fuck Forge. <Just kidding>. But I think just looking at. The signings, and if anybody wants to, you know, do a more in-depth dive on like what teams look like, just go on canpl.ca. But I think finally, maybe just, and you can see that because there's a lot of players jumped around to different teams. A lot of players left and went to other leagues and stuff, but a lot of players stayed in the league but just jumped around a different team. So I think that kind of
Vancouver SC, they took Ben Fisk and Norman Jr. from Cavalry. Last season.
I think that that evens up the playing field a bit. And just, you know, there's some behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on at Forge that maybe...
Yeah, I don't think
so.
You
know, I think they were another team that were in CONCACAF, and I don't think they did very good. I mean, actually, I fell asleep watching those games. Those were boring.
But...
Those were really boring games to watch. Not just because I don't like Forge. I wanted Forge to win.
Mm-hmm.
because I thought it would have been great. But they were boring. I think, yeah, to repeat myself a fifth time or whatever it was, yeah, I think this is the year that the rest of the league catches up and puts Forge on their toes. I think Forge...
I think so.
Because Forge, well, Forge always, you know, they kind of strut in there, as they should.
As they should. Four-time champion.
They're the Man City of the friggin' Canadian Premier League. They've won it four times.
Yeah.
But I think this is the year that they, you know, maybe they get bitch-slapped a little bit. As they should.
Yeah. Well...
In a on-the-field way.
Yeah. Well, and Cavalry, too. Like, it won't... I don't know.
We can't get bitch-slapped. I want us to go in there and just win every game. No, do an Invincibles season.
I just mean it'll be... I think it'll be challenging to do... I'm hoping... Obviously, I think they can still, you know, by the end of this season, be top of the table.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be... I don't know how easy of a task that'll be. If anything, because of the season they had last year and of how they were 13 points ahead of the team in second.
Yeah.
Well, players are going to be looking at them and Forge, because Forge are, again, our defending champs for the North Star Cup. You know, a bit of a target on those teams is back of they're the teams, that's the bar. Those are the teams to beat.
What is that? What is that saying about something raises all tides or whatever?
A rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah, so when you have two teams that just beat the shit out of everybody, eventually it's kind of like, well, everyone has to catch up, or there's no point in having a league. Like, so I want all teams to do better. I want the level of play to get better.
Well, I think it has to. It will.
And just looking at the signings this year, I think this is the year that, you know, kind of, you know, makes it more exciting. I do love the fact that we've... Now, in saying that, I would love, again, if we had a 13-point lead.
Sure.
Because I'm all that, except when it comes to Cavalry.
I was going to say, yeah, like, everything I just said. Obviously, if it means Cavalry winning the regular season again, they can be 10 points ahead.
I want us to win the Canadian Championship, the regular season and the playoffs. Let's get the treble going here.
Well, that's...
It's a very doable thing.
That's the Canadian Premier League treble.
Yeah.
Canadian Championship. Winning the playoffs, winning the regular season.
Okay, well, here you go. Let's do... Like, goals for this year. Like, what...
Yeah.
What do you want to see this year?
Okay.
Aside from a typical, I want us to do good and blah, blah, blah. Like, what do you specifically... Blah, blah, blah. What do you specifically, I said that on purpose, want to see? You know, we're in three competitions and all the other stuff. Just what do you want to see this year?
I'll tell you what I want at the end. I want number one... So it's a goal of the whole season. So it's a two-part answer. What I want is I want Cavalry to get that playoff win. All of them. And I want that North Star Cup. That's what I want. That's what I want. Number two, regular season. I'll take either or, because I suppose maybe what I ultimately want is them back in CONCACAF, maybe. But... I want that North Star Cup. Number two would be regular season. And then number three is Canadian Championship.
Yeah.
What I want to see is I want to see more goals. I think I say that every year, but more goals. They scored a lot. They scored some great goals last year. So I want that to build. I want to see more goals. Obviously, I think Tommy Wheeldon Jr. agrees, because he signed a crap load of attacking players. So I want to see more goals. And I want to see maybe... I want to see more... How do I word this? On a chance where there's an attack, where they're in an attacking mode.
Moosey doesn't hold on to the ball too goddamn long?
I don't want to see... I want to see more... shots on target, And I want to see, and because maybe you get a corner out of it.
Yeah, quality attacking someone, play. That's.
I want to see an improvement on making the most out of those attacking chances. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
So that's more of an improvement on.
It's like a team.
What would that be? The midfield, I guess. But
that's everything, I think.
Everything. But that final third.
It's the final third. It's not so much an improvement on everything. It's just that.
It's goals, and then to go with goals, I want to see an improvement
like
on
chances created.
Chances created and chances taking advantage of those chances created. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I'll take an improvement in that versus more goals. I would if they just keep bombing.
Hey, if people's
great chances,
faces get in the way, get out of the way.
Hey, get out of the way.
Huh.
Or again,
if it goes off your face, maybe we get a corner out of it.
Exactly. I was saying maybe we get a corner. So yeah. I would like to see an improvement on that. What else? I suppose that's it. Like they were great defensively last year. Like Dan Klomp, he was player of the year and defender of the year. Like,
I know this is going to be the last year we probably see Dan Klomp.
Maybe.
So
he's great.
I'm going to have to get over my love affair with him and just kind of like prepare for my heart to get ripped out of my chest.
Yeah, he's very good. So I suppose. That's what I want to see. And what else? Do I add one more thing? I don't know I don't want to be greedy.
Why not? I am.
Well, no, but I also can't think. I'm trying to stall to get an idea in my head. So, here, okay. I'll think maybe of another additional thing. What, those questions for you. What are you excited about?
So...
What's some goals and maybe ways?
Almost, it's funny. Almost the same thing as you, but I'm going to go with last year. My goal for last year was CONCACAF by any means necessary. There's three ways to be in there. I don't care what one, but if I prefer one way to get in, I want to win those goddamn playoffs.
Yeah,
I want to win the playoffs.
Yeah,
that would be nice. But I also, but I don't care. I want CONCACAF at the end of the year to go into next year. I want that again. That was really nice.
Yeah, if they end this season and they're going to CONCACAF, they've done one of those three things. They've either won the playoffs, they've either won the regular season again, or they've been the first Canadian Premier League team to win the Canadian Championship. So
I would like to see... I was going to make a joke, but I was like, I would like to see a CONCACAF game at Apple
Field. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
I have
if it means
of,
that,
yeah.
Okay, so I work at a gas plant. We can just run, like, fine, pipelines. Let's pipeline the shit out of it. Like, we'll just.
Yeah. Hell
whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, just.
Yeah.
And then we'll heat that pitch. I don't know what we got to do. Global warming. Everyone go outside with aerosol cans. And
that's
just,
that's a South Park episode.
Just, come on. I'm just kidding.
Butters, when he's Professor Chaos, he goes out there with hairspray. In that same episode, he tries to flood the earth by turning on his sprinkler and leaving it on for like 5 days.
Anyways. goals. I'm always like more and more and more and more and more. Greedy, 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 greedy.
More goals.
But,
okay.
And this is more, I would prefer if a cavalry player did it, but... I also don't care at this point for this one part. Whoever wins the Golden Boot, win the Golden Boot.
Oh, yeah.
No ties for Golden Boots, and let's get in the 20s for goals, please.
That'd be cool.
I do like to see that goals are evenly distributed.
Yeah.
But it would be cool, and obviously I would prefer it if it was cavalry, but I want
like
just one player
to run away with it.
To just fucking tear up the league
and
be like, I scored 35 goals. Fuck you. Like...
That'd be awesome.
Hypothetically.
Yeah.
This,
that'd be pretty incredible.
But I just...
Sure, yeah.
I'll always prefer it if it's a cavalry player.
Of course.
So if we're going to be the Golden Boot winner, friggin' win the Golden Boot.
Well,
like,
they could...
I want someone to get in the 20s. We don't have a 20-goal player yet.
Yeah, and I don't know if we have a player who's gotten into the, like the or even the high teens, 15 and above, 16, 17, 18.
I think we've... I want to say we've been at 15, but... 13, I know for sure. Well, wait, that was the tie last year.
Was it 13
or
11?
13, I think.
13.
Or 13 or 11. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Either way, if it was 15 and above, that's a pretty secure
number. I want 20. I'm setting the mark at 20. Somebody do it, preferably off cavalry, but this is cavalry goals. Yeah, I want CONCACAF.
Here, I'll put a number. Okay. I'll put a number. It's going to be less than you, though. I'm going to put it at 16. That was Tia again. Tia's making her presence known.
Yeah, I'm going to make all these sounds while while you guys are recording.
Yeah.
Why don't you go eat some ants?
But
and then
I'll tell you what I'm excited for. And I feel like I'll probably say this every year too.
Okay.
And it's a bit cheesy. I mean, I'm just
cheesy. Well, we're
built on cheese. I love cheese. Cheese is great.
We're all about the cheese. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, cheese is awesome. People don't realize that melted cheese is wicked. And you can melt cheese whenever you want. You just put that stuff in the microwave, melted cheese. And it's the best.
Yeah, no anyways, cheese whiz. Ugh.
No, cheese whiz is garbage. Anyways, to be back at Echo Field and to, like, you know, you get to high-five all the fans and see people you haven't seen in a while.
Sorry, I thought of something.
Okay.
No, but go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, that was kind of it. Oh. Yeah.
This is a thing for the team. The league. I want every team to have this because now that we're newly founded baseball fans and every friggin' team has this thing of merch, I want a friggin' chain. Whether I guess we could just make one, but.
Oh, those big
Flava Flav chains.
Yeah, with. So, like, imagine.
I guess they're called they call them home run chains.
Yeah, well, so the Stampeders have them, and so do the Flames. It's essentially a team logo.
Do they?
I believe so, yeah. So team logo.
Shit.
It's about a 6-inch by 6-inch square. It hangs off your chest off of this giant plastic chain.
Yeah.
You look like Flava Flav the rapper. It's awesome.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
Oh, maybe I have to do my hair again before the...
Yeah, I guess you have red hair.
Yeah, I have red hair now. And it's not because of cavalry.
Could be.
No. It's good timing, though.
Good timing, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't do it because, like, I want red hair because cavalry. I just wanted red hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I'm going to try to make one. I'm trying to make some.
We should. Actually, forget that. We're going to make it, and it's going to be bootleg merch.
Bootleg merch.
Well, we know someone who likes bootleg merch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the club doesn't listen to our podcast. We're fine.
Maybe
watch,
one day.
This is the one episode that
they
listen to. Oh, fuck those guys.
Cavalry, we have a great idea for a merch idea. Everybody will buy them. You have no idea how much money you can make. And they're cheap to make. Dollar store, shitty plastic chains.
Yeah.
Held together with nothing.
But.
And just a piece of plastic logo. Like, oh. Anyways, gonna make one. It's gonna be sweet.
That's pretty, yeah, and I guess to finish my hopes and dreams for the year, I was pretty much on the same thing, but it was specifically Ali Moussi and not holding the ball too long. That annoys me.
Yeah.
That really annoys me a lot.
Yeah.
Because.
We'll preface that saying that, or I'll speak for me. I love Ali Moussi, great player, great guy, but dude, sometimes one touch too long, it's like, fuck, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. We don't know shit about shit.
Yeah.
So,
no, this
you know,
is
there's a reason why we're talking here, drinking beer, and we're not actually on the pitch doing it, but
and
it's
He's not the only person to do it. He's not the only person in the league to do it. Hell, the English Premier League, we're Arsenal fans. There's people on Arsenal who fucking do that, and they make 10 times the money that the Canadian Premier League does, and they fucking do it sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's not necessarily like it's a soccer thing. Sometimes a player can just, you know, one touch too long, and it's like, dude, Pat.
Ooh,
you know.
I know what I want to see. I don't think I'm going to get it.
Okay.
We might get it for the Canadian Premier League or the Canadian Championship.
Okay.
Against Vancouver, but two things.
Okay.
And I'm both a broken record on both of these things.
Okay.
One, fucking go up the middle.
Yeah.
That will eventually be on the back of my shirt one year. Maybe this is the year. Go up the middle.
Up
Why?
The middle.
Because it works.
It works.
Because you guys do it, it usually amounts to something, and then you don't continue doing it, and it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the other thing?
I just forgot it.
Okay. Yep. We're a little podcast rusty. That's okay. But,
God damn it. It was like...
Oh, well. That's okay. Well, maybe you'll think of it while we...
It was because it was right there, and then I thought of another thing, and then it was just like, it was because, yeah, going up the middle, because they can be, every team is, but when it's your own team, it's kind of annoying. They can be a one-trick pony. Go up the side, cross it in.
Yep.
Go up the side, or go up the wing, sorry. Go up the wing, cross it in. Go up the wing, cross it in. Go up the wing, cross it in. Give it to a ball, or give the ball to a guy who's good at step overs. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha!
Yeah.
And then he does a little thing. Oh, look at that, it gets picked off.
Like Saka on Arsenal. He's the king of that.
Same thing, and it's... No, I guess a lot of times it works.
Hey, it works. Arsenal's technically right now first place, so...
Well, Liverpool played today, so I guess we'll have to
actually
see.
We don't know. Yeah. We could be in second place right now.
But
we as an I am sitting in Canada on my couch. I'm not
I lost that.
I'm not playing for Arsenal.
I lost that second thought. Son of a bitch.
That's okay. One thing that I'm excited is that people have been in some of the interviews, and I think I've forgotten about it, but Cavalry retained the starting 11 from last year's Canadian Premier League final against Forge. So Cavalry had minus Meyer Bevan, very low turnover. So very excited to see. There's like a big chunk of last year. So I'm excited for that squad to be able to, like, because they all probably became friends. So it'll be nice to see them all come back and. They get to have a season back together again. Maybe Lightning can strike twice.
Well, because I lost my second thought, because I went into that other thought of going up the middle. God damn.
Okay.
Maybe.
Excited to finally get into action. It's such a long off season. It's like, ugh.
That's why it was kind of cool with CONCACAF. Because CONCACAF started,
nice, yeah.
started in February, but then. If you don't advance, then it's like, well, shit, now you're in. You got prepared for that, played two games just to get booted out, and you're like, and now you're at a standstill. But they did go off to Mexico, though.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Mexico.
Did good, as far as I remember.
Yeah. And then they had their last preseason friendly against Foothills yesterday, and they won 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we... weren't able to make it to that event. It would have been nice to...
Oh, man, we haven't gone to any preseason stuff.
Well, again, there's been a lot in our outside of soccer lives and our normal day-to-day. There's been some major stuff. You know, again, find us in real life and we'll talk about it. But we're there for all the home games. Well, minus two in May because we're on vacation, but... But,
yep.
Yeah, go Baltimore. Go Orioles.
Well, I mean, we're coming up on 60 minutes. Maybe we rant a little bit about baseball.
Yeah, I guess to finish it off, we're looking forward to the season for Cavalry, obviously. Think they've got an even better squad than last year. And it'll be good to see them back in action. April 13th, so next weekend, on Saturday, we'll be at the ship.
Ship and Anchor.
So we'll be there.
Yeah, Ship and Anchor is good.
Come and say hi. We'll be there early so we can get a table. And
I guess. It's going to be, hopefully it's not
It's going
like,
to be busy.
Well, last time.
Last year was busy.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't, like, there was rugby on last time.
Yeah, rugby World Cup, no. Yeah. World Cup rugby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah. We're on vacation May 18th to the 28th, going to Baltimore for a 5-day extreme heavy metal festival. So we're going several days early. And we get
I guess now we can officially say, I think the footy is done now.
Yeah.
Now this is just, you know what though? I feel like we haven't really like talked about the other stuff. It's always been the footy stuff and then we kind of... Okay, so we're not sure where that cut out there. I think we were like in like mid thing, and it was like,
Yeah, so our recording software, it times out after a certain time of recording, and
that, you know what? So I
we
feel when
exceeded
we,
it.
well, remotely, doesn't it go longer?
Hour and 20.
Yeah, so this stopped at,
Maybe even 90, hour and a half.
yeah, so this stopped at an hour. Huh. Okay, that's good to,
Okay, well, good to know.
yeah, we learned something new of a thing that we've been using for how long?
Since 2019.
Hey, we never
Yay!
said we were the sharpest tools in the shed,
No, we're blunt objects most of the time.
but yeah, we haven't really done,
Yeah, so we left off with that
yeah,
and
we haven't
talking
really
about
talked about other stuff, but yeah, we're going to
going on
Baltimore
vacation.
for a week-long death metal festival,
Yeah.
pretty
Yeah,
much.
Maryland Death Fest. Some good bands are going. Be 5 days of death metal, black metal, thrash metal. All the super growly heavy stuff. Where you can't necessarily understand what they're saying, but that's okay. It's
And
death
if
metal.
anyone calls it screamo,
It's not screamo.
yeah, you can just,
No. It's
yeah,
not
we're not, yeah,
screamo.
none of that,
No screamo.
none of that blasphemous talk right
But
there. Oh,
we're
screamo? No!
But
No! It's grindcore!
Yeah. Napalm Death aren't screamo. They're also not on the bill either,
No, yeah,
but
they're not on
that'd be
the,
awesome if they
they're
were.
not on the bill.
But yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. But we're going for 10 days, and I get to see my first, because we're there and baseball's on, we decided to go see an Orioles game, and now we're Orioles fans.
Yeah, I've been to a few baseball games. Like I've been to
I've
the Mar
never
I've only been to Mariners games, so I've seen the Mariners. My first was the Mariners again when they were known as the Devil Rays.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays when they were known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays,
Now they're just the
not
Rays.
just the Rays. And then I saw the Yankees, and I saw like it was Mariners and Yankees.
Sweet.
And then Mariners and, oh, shite.
How many years are we going back? 20 years?
Whoa, we're going back a while.
18? 20?
We're going back a while. We're going back a while. Shit, there's a third one in there. Anyway, and that's when it was known as Safeco Field.
Oh, for Seattle, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of that park now?
T-Mobile Park.
T-Mobile. Okay.
So. Yeah, and so because we're going, it's like, yeah, now we're O's fans,
Yeah. I've
but they're
never.
the closest thing. At least the city of Baltimore is the closest thing to like soccer.
Dude, it's like watching a footy match sometimes, those fans, and they've got that birdbath section with Mr. Splash. I think that's his name. And he wears
Mr.
that
Splash.
pink flamingo thing he's wearing on his waist.
Cool Macho Man sunglasses.
Yeah, he's got like pit viper looking things. I've never been to a MLB game, so this will be my first pro base, my first baseball
Ever.
game ever of any level.
Yeah, I
But
don't even think.
I've never saw the Cannons when they were here.
I saw one Cannons game.
Yeah, I never did.
At, what is it? Burns Field or whatever the hell it was called, right
Think
beside
so.
McMahon? Or Burns or. I don't remember. Yeah.
But
Who was after the Cannons? The Vipers?
were they before or after?
After. It was
I think it was
the
Calgary
Calgary
Vipers.
Cannons, and then I
I
think
think
it
it was the
went. And
Vipers.
then the Calgary Vipers.
Because I seem to remember their logo was some sort of a snake on a bat
Yeah.
type of thing. But yeah, I've never been to an MLB game, so this is my first one. Yeah, this entire trip is kind of a. I turned 40, so it's kind of a celebration of turning 40, of which I'm excited. I have no problem turning 40. But
Yeah,
the whole.
you got sweet like old man New Balance
That's
shoes.
right. I got sweet. They're just like plain white New Balance shoes, and they're
Everyone knows what we're talking about.
super comfortable. Oh, they're so good. Oh, I got some prescription sunglasses coming in soon. It's gonna be sweet.
Now you just need that shit that you put on your nose that's
Some
white.
zinc or whatever. Yeah, put
And
that on.
then you need khaki shorts. You need a
Yeah,
belt
I
clip
need a
for
bell
your.
clip for my phone. Maybe a fanny pack. I have a fanny pack in there. I should wear it. But
We got Big Rock fanny packs from
yeah, I've got one.
Cavalry game last year.
But the hotel is that. So Oriole Park at Camden Yards is where the Orioles play. Our hotel is literally across the street. Like you can see it from the, well, hopefully we can see it from the
I
window.
hope we get
That'd be
a.
sick actually if we're on the
if we're on the stadium side, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. But the hotel we're staying at is beside the Hilton. Because the Hilton's what,
like,
you see.
That's like right in like the, it's like you left, see that in, left field.
Yeah, you can see that center. On broadcast, you can see the Hilton, and we're like right beside. So that's where the hotel is. So good price and all of it too. Shout out to Devin in Baltimore for giving us that sweet deal too.
Yeah.
He's not going to listen to this.
But he has
no idea.
Devin has no idea the shitstorm coming his way.
Yeah, we're going to be Canadian as hell when we get to that hotel to check in.
Devin!
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Baseball's fun. The Orioles are fun to watch. Helps that they had a good season last season in 2023, but they're playing pretty good this year.
But then the baseball games are also on Game Pass on Xbox. So we're like, maybe we play, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we
started playing video game baseball. And
maybe we were
like,
just
closet
baseball fans all these years. And then it took
going to Baltimore to be like, maybe we are.
It's funny how we just abandoned the only Canadian team we have, though.
I don't mind the Blue Jays, but between the two, I'm going to cheer for the Orioles.
Yeah, sorry.
I fell into that a little more naturally than Blue Jays.
Yeah.
So it would be disingenuous if I all of a sudden started wearing Blue Jay hats. It's probably already disingenuous if I were to wear an O's hat, but that's okay.
No, we took on the Orioles. We just naturally adopted. We just naturally adopted that city.
Yeah.
Also, just because we haven't been there yet, so we haven't. And until we get shot at for going there, for being there, because apparently it's a very violent place to go to, but whatever. Aside from all that, I think this is, that city is our kind of city.
I think lots
of beer.
Lots of beer.
Well, then they make whiskey.
They make a good rye.
And then, so like, they got lots of booze, food.
Good food. Crab cakes are a thing, I guess.
I guess baseball.
Camden Yards has got good food.
It also helps that they have one of the best parks in the league.
It's a beautiful park.
So, as soon as we tell people that we're going to Oriole Park at Camden Yards, they're like, holy shit! That's like the nicest park, one of the nicest parks in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, so, maybe when we're there, maybe somebody home runs and hits the warehouse for the first time in history.
Well, technically Ken Griffey Jr. technically did it. Yeah. So we kind of just adopted the city of Baltimore. It's like, we just love this place now. Yeah.
No one from Baltimore is listening, so it maybe falls on deaf ears. It sounds like it's maybe us being kind of, maybe it doesn't sound like it's genuine, but shout out to the first responders and stuff in Baltimore. They just went, that boat hit that bridge and it just demolished it. So, you know, I know none of them are listening and they don't know who we are, but that really sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
You know, shout out to the city of Baltimore. Hopefully all the families, hopefully their loved ones are returned to them so they can, the ones affected, they can have some closure. And then hopefully that, you know, over the course of a couple years probably, but rebuild that bridge. When you look on a map and you see how connected that bridge was to the highways... That's a major artery.
that would be like
losing the Highway 2 from Red Deer to Edmonton. That's how badly this affects
the
state of Maryland.
Like the Center Street Bridge.
Or something. I don't know. It's brutal.
Yeah.
But so shout out to Baltimore. There's some Canadians here that are pulling for you to pull through. But yeah, it'll be a fun time. We'll definitely flood the Facebook page. It's funny, we don't really take too many pictures of Echo Field, but we'll sure shit take a bunch of Oriole.
I'm sure
Camden Yards pictures.
We're gonna be so annoying for like, we're just gonna act like probably like a bunch of posers. We're like, we're the biggest baseball fans ever.
yeah, it'd be
fun. It's just get suckered into all the stuff. Yeah. But it's hard not to, almost.
To a soccer game. It's hard not to, when you're at a cavalry game at Echo Field, not to smash your feet into the grating and clap, and you got the foot soldiers got all the drums.
Where we're sitting, that's going to be pretty... We're either going to get a lot of people annoyed, or...
We'll either get our section clapping, or we'll be told to sit down and stop making a scene.
Yeah.
If there's metal flashing underneath my seat, I'm kicking the crap out of it.
I'm just going to flash my Canadian passport. I'm Canadian. Free pass.
I'll be tapping a Canadian flag patch on my vest.
It's like, sorry, this is how we do in Maple Leaf country.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But it'll be fun. It's going to be a good time.
I think
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that pretty much wraps it up. That was a good...
Yeah. Anyways, next weekend, Ship and Anchor, or Kildare's, we'll be at the ship. But Kildare's
party,
in the south.
Party, where you going to party?
Party at home if you want to as well. But April 13th, opening weekend. Both days, Saturday and Sunday, the whole league plays.
And then we're trying to work something out with the club for the home opener. The league home opener, not... Canadian Championship, but the league home opener.
So that's Sunday the 28th of April.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Maybe you'll see us do something cool. We'll see. We'll be there.
Yeah, we're obviously going to be there.
But maybe there'll be an extra thing.
Yeah.
But we'll put that on a little bit under the hat in case it doesn't work out. But we'll see.
Yep.
But yeah, April 13th, we're at the Ship and Anchor. Come and say hi. Cavalry versus Forge rematch.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's an episode in the bag.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you guys next time.
Bye.
All right, bye.